When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Morning weather brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant. A quick burst of light snow today. Kind of that snow globe snow. Powder. Aspen-like powder. Temperatures falling through the teens. Could be a coating to an inch. The European model and NOAA models hinting at an inch to maybe 2 inches northern and western suburbs. 12 below for a low tonight. Tomorrow, -3. We won't set a record. The record cold high temperature on New Year's Day is 12 below back in 1974. By the way, that day we woke up to 30 below in the metro. Don't see too many of those anymore. Sunday, cold sunshine, a high of 5, a little less wind chill. 28 Monday, 31 on Tuesday. Might take my shirt off. It might not. It's 17 now. Paul Douglas, News Talk 830 WCCO.
News Talk 830 WCCO Sports with Mike Maggs.
I do love it in Minnesota, you know, when people show up in shorts when it's below zero. Say they're just thumbing their nose at old man winter. Maxie, you should make a statement at the Winter Classic at Target Field tomorrow. Show up in shorts.
I'm thinking about it. Yep, I think Lou Nanny, they said, is going to be behind the press box in a North Star jersey, and he's not moving. No, he's saying no heater. I don't want any heater. I'm just going to stand here.
Wow.
I'm hearing an echo in my ear again on the mix minus, if we can look at that. That's radio talk, but it's not math talk, mix minus, but it's radio talk.
Maxie, it's the voice. It's the voices in your head, Maxie.
I don't like those voices in my head because they don't make any sense. They're not
I know. I know. We're all dealing with that. Hey, let's talk. It's a good day for college football. Big Ten getting it done for the most part, doing better than the SEC, which makes me happy.
Yeah. What happened to the SEC? Yeah, Big Ten's had a good run so far. It'll be difficult today for Michigan against Georgia, but they've had a good run so far. The Big Ten Conference is good, though. I mean, obviously it's 14 teams, but you know Maryland, what they did in this thing, and obviously Michigan State had a good year. Michigan, Penn State fell off a little bit, played a good schedule. You're very aware of that.
It's a rebuilding
year. Ohio State's great, you know?
Yeah. It's a rebuilding year.
They don't have rebuilding years at Penn State.
Oh, yes, we do. Oh, yes, we do.
They got Javon Townley out there, too, from Minneapolis North as a freshman. So I'm anxious to follow his career from out there as well. And, they'll play the two games today. It's hard for anybody to imagine that Cincinnati can stay with Alabama. And then Michigan and Georgia, the favorite, Michigan an outside chance if they do things just right. I don't think these are going to be great, highly entertaining games today.
Maxie, I realize that wearing a mask has become a political statement for some, right? Not everyone, but some. With the Winter Classic tomorrow at Target Field, I realize it's outside. I realize the risk is considerably lower outside. Talk about ventilation. There's going to be plenty of ventilation. But you're still going to have what? How many people at Target Field tomorrow?
40,000 is what it holds, and I have no idea how many are going to show up tomorrow because we've never had. Well, they had the game at the University of Minnesota, which was the same thing as this, and they had a huge crowd. So I assume most people that bought their tickets will show up. But when they played at the University of Minnesota, COVID wasn't a factor either, you know?
Right.
And obviously everybody's going to have face coverings on one way or the other tomorrow just to stay warm. So I don't think you have to worry about that. It might come in the form of a scarf. It might come in the form of a mask, or it might come in the form of a warm mask that you have made for this game. But I'm sure most people will be covered up and they'll have the proper ventilation.
Yeah, I hope so. It's going to be a great game. If you didn't score tickets, if you're not going in person, it's on TNT for the first time this year. And it will be the coldest outdoor official NHL game on record. I think it's going to be 5 below at 6 p.m. tomorrow. Air temp.
That's kind of cool, though. You know, pardon the pun. I mean, if you're going to do it in Minnesota, let's send a message, right?
You get boasting rights. Everybody should get a patch or a badge. I survived the 2022 Winter Classic.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's send the message. And Charlie Lindgren, I don't know if he's going to be in goal or not. He had won 5 straight for him. I talked to him the other day, and he's from Lakeville, Minnesota. And he did not start for them. They won again the other night. St. Louis playing pretty good hockey, too. Mm-hmm. They got a pretty good team. And Charlie's a great story that he went to St. Cloud and battled his way into Montreal system, ended up all in the minor leagues all of last year, got called up this year and won 5 in a row, and then did not play the other night. So I don't know if he's going to play tomorrow night, but it's an interesting, a nice visit with him the other day. It's a nice storyline if the Lakeville kid ends up in the Nets tomorrow, too.
Maxie, I think it's going to be about 0 at Lambeau Sunday evening as the Vikes take on the Packers. You know, I keep telling my wife, keep your expectations low. Maybe you'll be pleasantly surprised. Is this a game I should tape or should I watch it live?
The Vikings are, look at the Vikings this year. You know, they don't get blown out by anybody. You know,
right.
they got a chance every game almost. The Rams was not a great game for them, but they were still in the game and they didn't even play that well. So I believe in the Vikings in terms of from a competitive standpoint that they will have a chance to win this game. But it'll be up to them. They'll have openings. You know, and the Packers, the Vikings don't have Adam Thielen, obviously, but the Packers, you know, they've had some injuries too. Aaron Jones coming back now, it looks like Cobb, etc. Billy Turner, who is North Dakota State and Moundsview player, lineman there, hurt his knee, and I see he didn't practice the other day, so I don't know if he'll be back or not, but he's been part of that offensive line. So the Vikings aren't the only ones depleted in terms of talent, and I believe that they beat the Packers the first time around. They beat the Packers in Lambeau Field last year. I think that they're good enough to beat the Packers on Sunday night. Things have to fall right, but they're good enough. And the one thing you can say about this team, as frustrating as this year has been for fans, they are competitive in just about every game. They do not get blown out.
Yeah, comes down to the wire. Hey, couple of good high school hoops games yesterday. Eastview over Creighton. Stillwater defeated St. Michael. What else caught your eye there?
Yeah, Stillwater's got the Shikanjansky kid, Jim Shikanjansky, former Gopher. His son Max is playing for him. He's a great quarterback, too, this fall. He's really fun to watch as a quarterback, and now he's putting up numbers for Stillwater. Eastview's had a good start to this season. Creighton Durham Hall was, they had to shut down the season for a week and a half. I just talked to Phil Archer the other day, their athletic director, because of the flu more than COVID, but they had so many players missing practice that they shut it down for a week plus, and they've got some big transfer kids in, so it's taking them longer than they would like for Jerry Klein to get that team in place. They still have Trey Holloman, the best point guard in the state, and that helps an awful lot going in. Wyzetta got beat by lacrosse team, and that surprised me a little bit. Wyzetta is the defending state champion, but the top player, the Heidi kid that's going to Purdue, is at a prep school, so they're really not the same team that they thought they would be coming into the season. I saw Park Center the other night against Minneapolis North. They're very good. So, yeah, there's some good tournaments and some good games that have been played here over the last couple of days, and there will be going forward. And, you know, Steve Walsh, by the way, of Creighton, taking over as the football coach. He'll join Pete Najarian and I on Sunday morning, and we'll reflect with him on his days at Creighton, Miami, in the NFL, and now coming back to coach at his alma mater.
Yeah, Pete Najarian, in fact, is coming up next. Maxie, good luck with those voices in your head, and be safe out there at the Winter Classic.
Why do they
tomorrow?
Keep telling me I suck?
I exhale, too. Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Paul.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.